proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching for you today. I know I say that all the time because they're all exciting. Praise God. The Word of God is forever exciting. Well, we are talking on this subject of the law of confession, and we're still in this area we call speak the word only. Now, if you want to reach your destiny that God has planned for you, you've got to believe and you've got to speak. Now, if we don't speak God's word, chances are we're going to end up somewhere that God didn't intend us for us to end up. So we've got to come back to speaking God's word. Now, the circumstances may not look like God's word is appropriate to speak, but don't be concerned about that, because when God looked out over the earth in the book of Genesis and saw only darkness and the earth was without form, God said, let there be light. Notice, he didn't say, ooh, ain't it dark out there? Praise the Lord. No, he called darkness light, and light was. The same thing about you. If you can use his word and speak his word, God will watch over it and make it good. Now, what you say privately has something to do with what happens publicly. So a lot of times people think they can get behind closed doors and just say anything. My friend, you need to listen to this teaching, because what you say privately has a lot to do with what you get publicly. The Bible says what you pray to God in secret, he'll reward you openly. So a lot of people see what we've done here and say, oh, boy, hadn't God been good to you? Yeah, we did something privately. Praise the Lord. Well, let's get your Bibles and pencils and paper. Let's find out how to do it. Let's go into it. It's called Speak the Word Only. Now, what is confession? Confession is homologio in the Greek. It means to say the same thing. It means to say what God says and to agree with what God says about you. So God comes to Abram in Genesis chapter 17, says, hey, I am Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. That's the El Shaddai. And he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. He said, now, what I'm going to do is this. No longer call yourself Abram, but call yourself now, what? Abraham. For a father of what? Many nations. Keep going. Have I made thee? So now he's changing his name from Abram to father of a multitude. Now, the word Abraham means father of a great multitude, all right? So he is calling him something. God, in his dialogue with Abram, told him, don't call yourself this, call yourself that. Now, say what I said about you. Don't say what they called you before. Say what I said about you. Now, when you say what I said about you, then Sarah, don't call her Sarai anymore. Call her Sarah. Lord have mercy. Princess of nations. But he is now, God is renaming them. But he's more than renaming them. He is now changing their confession. See, he's changing their confession, because what they were saying about themselves wasn't going to get them to the destiny that God had planned for them from the foundation of the world. See, they're calling themselves something that God didn't say. So what God now has to do is he's got to come in now and he's got to change the way we're going. So you and I have to now get in God's word. We have to start saying what God said about us. Because if we want to go where God wants us to end up, we're going to have to say what God says. Now, understand, all of the natural reasoning will tell you don't say that, because that's not true. Well, what is true? See, what is true? See, he said truth is in Jesus. And in other words, let God be true and every man be a liar.
So if God said this about you, that's what you're supposed to say. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. So he did that. And when he did that, something happened. Something happened to their physical, logical state. Now, all of a sudden, Sarah conceived. Now, notice what those words did. Those words changed the glory to God. It changed, Lord Jesus. Y'all with me? I'm trying to figure out a way to say all of this here. I got it in my spirit. Let's go to John chapter 3, please. John's Gospel chapter 3. Natural things. Y'all with me? Are controlled by the more powerful word. No. By the more powerful realm of the spirit. Let me say it over here. Natural things are controlled by the more powerful realm of the spirit. The way this earth is still in orbit, the way that light is still expanding at the speed of light in the universe is because a spiritual being released it. And because of that spiritual law, it's keeping going natural things. Now, you are a spirit. And when you speak and believe, you don't believe with your head. You believe with your spirit. And out of the abundance of the heart or your spirit, come on, the mouth speaks. And when you release something, it's more than sound. It is spirit. And it will control natural things. Go. Are y'all with me? Now look at this now. Glory to God. Verse 34. No. Look, before you put something right there and just look at John chapter 6. Put something right there. John chapter 6 and verse 63. I just want you to see this now because Jesus spoke to a fig tree. And what happened to that fig tree? Come on. It dried up. Dried up from the what? From the roots. I want you to see something here. Look at John chapter 6. Have you got it? Say praise the Lord, somebody. Verse 63. It is the spirit that what? Quickeneth. The flesh, keep going, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. See, we haven't been aware that our words were spirit. We haven't been aware of the authority that we have in this earth. And because of it, we've been running off at the mouth. So that's the same thing. Now understand, we're coming back to a place where we're not doing that anymore. And we're going to change some things by words. Now you with me, aren't you? All right. So now come on back over there to John chapter 4. And look what he says here. This is Jesus. This is a comment about Jesus. Verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. Now, what does that mean? That means that God released the fullness of power through Christ, because he never spoke out of line with God's word. He could trust him. I don't care how bad it looked, Jesus spoke the word. Now, this is an example for us, folks, that we need to speak this word. Why? Because we don't have to do it. He said, I watch over my word to make it good. Homologio means speak what he said. So no matter what the situation looks like, if I say what he said, who's going to pull it off? He is. Jesus spoke to the tree and he went on down there and took care of some business and turned on some cash registers. He didn't wait to see if that thing gonna work and let me see here. No. Once he released it and believed it and confessed it, the law was working. Folks, y'all got to get this, man. He didn't need to check it out. He didn't need to come back and check and see. That tree was as good as gone. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, people now are praying a lot. They're praying, oh, Lord, every day praying. No. You prayer is fine, but most of the time you need to be confessing. You need to be confessing now. You need to be saying things. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, once I pray about something, and the Bible says that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, watch this, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition we desired of him. So if I pray one time, I know I got it. So if I know I got it, why in the world would I pray again? The only reason I pray again is because I don't realize that the transaction was made. I'm looking for a feeling, and it ain't a feeling. It's faith, and I got to receive it and then confess it. Thank you, Lord. I believe that I received my G4, paid for. Hey, thank you, Lord. I believe I received my new home. Paid in full. Now, okay. Now you gotta get, well, okay, y'all with me? All right, so now, one of the things that happens is there is private words, and then there is our public words. In other words, I can confess something privately or publicly. And what many people in the church have not been taught is that their private life is going to affect their public life. Lord Jesus, I'm picking metal now. All right, let's work with this for just a minute. Praise God. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. Say, my words are spirit.
My words are spirit.
And they are life. Death and life is where? Is it in the power of the devil?
No.
It's in the power of the what?
Come.
Now, who can stop me from reaching my destiny? No one. No one but me. No one but me. God has given you the ability. You believe. And given you the ability, nobody can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. Suppose it's a big group of people. Doesn't make any difference. Suppose it's a principality. Doesn't make any difference. Suppose it's a government. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference, folks. When Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able, let us go up at once and possess it. You got what I'm saying? If they held to that confession, what was God going to have to do? He going to have to bring them into that inheritance. Now, ask you this. 3 million other folk didn't believe it. Could their unbelief stop Joshua and Caleb from reaching? No, and it can't stop you. Can't stop you. And what has happened is somebody then told you that the man can stop you. See, somebody told you that prejudice can stop you. prejudice can't stop me. You can be prejudiced all you want. Hey, you can I don't want you to hate me, but you can hate if you want it. But you can't stop me. You can't stop me because God didn't give you right to stop me. He gave me right to have what I say. So you can't stop me. You can't stop you. The only reason he can stop you is because you think they can stop you. And when you think they can stop you, you're in unbelief. And unbelief can't get to your destiny. The only thing that can get there is believing. And you got to believe what God said. God can take you if you ain't got much education at all. And I'm not against education. But he can take you right where you are if you get your mouth right and take you to your wealthy place. Right where you are. People with degrees will be working for you. But see, you believe in your heart that maybe somebody, they can't, you done heard this and so forth and that, and you've been listening to much television. The Bible said, let God be true and every man be a liar. But what the devil has done is he's talked people into believing the world system and what the world said about them. See, and that ain't what God said about you at all. Say amen to that. Amen. You need to come back in the Bible and say, okay, what did God say about me now? What? Wait a minute. How far did he say I can go? What did God say I can do? Because that's what I can do. Who did God say I am? Because that's who I am. I am not a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner, and now I'm saved by grace. But I ain't no sinner no more. I can't have two natures. That's some kind of a freak. And what you got is you either in God or you in the devil. Once you got born again, your nature got changed. You got the nature of Almighty God. You're his child. You're no longer the child of the devil. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. You're in the kingdom of God's dear son. Now, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you're not going to be righteous. You're righteous right now. You got to get them scriptures and work them, because he said by his stripes you heal now. You ain't gonna be healed tomorrow. You heal now. Take it. I'm healed now. I'm healed now. Praise God. I'm healed now. Are y'all following what I'm saying? And don't let the world talk you out of this. Your confession, I'm telling you, if you're weak, say I'm strong. If you're lost, say I'm saved. You follow what I'm saying? That's the way the saved get saved. You got to say you're saved. You got to say, you got to claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. By your confession, you're going to be healed or you're going to be sick. You're going to have plenty or you're going to have lack. You're going to be condemned or you're going to be set free. By your confession. Your confession. Say amen to that. Ain't nobody stop Bill Winston. How you going to stop BW? Not when I'm saying the word, because I'm not going to bring it to pass. I got a God that never lost a case. I got a God. Come on now. I don't care how ugly you act toward me. I don't care how much you don't like me. I don't care how much you talk about me. If God be for me, can't nobody stand against me. See, I don't have to fight you with my natural hands. I don't have to go to training for that. All I got to do is train my tongue. I can fight you with the sword of the Spirit that's coming out of my mouth. Say amen to that. And me and God on the same side. So I'm winning every time. Don't lose a few and win a few. That ain't in the Bible. He said he always causes me to triumph. Now, I'm saying that because it might be some kind of business. It might be some kind of job. It might be some kind of, I'm going to cover some of that. I'm going to show you something. It's because of what you believe. And see, believing is like acting. I mean, I said it last time. You read something in the newspaper. The world system has trained us. You read it in the newspaper, it's gospel. We're going to have a sale tomorrow night, midnight. At midnight, you're going to get that sale because you're going to go down there and get that washing machine. Well, at midnight, you lined up at the door. Now, you didn't call the place down there. Hey, y'all really going to have a sale at midnight? You didn't do that. The man says he's going to give you a job. You go to interview for a job. You go to interview. They like you. They said, like to make you an offer. We'd like to start you next Tuesday. And we'd like to start you out at this salary. You say, oh, okay. Praise God. Say, yeah, I'll take it. Okay. You walk out. Shake the man's hand. You walk out. The moment you walk out, watch this. Get on the phone. Shaquita, look here. I just got that job. I start Tuesday. Yeah. Now, I told you I'm going to pay you your money. Now. Notice everybody is basing their actions on somebody's words. You know, when you believe, you act. When you don't act, you don't believe. On the way home, you go down there, go by Fields or wherever you go by, some grocery, some store, got to get myself some stockings, got to get myself a shirt, got to get ready for work on Tuesday. Now, understand, you don't know anything about that company. You don't know the history of that company. You don't know the man who told you that. You don't know anything. And you done got on the phone, told Shaquita, I'm going to have it. Shaquita believed you. Now she wants her money by Friday of next week. Come on now. Everybody's basing it on something my man said. Well, what about God? What about what he said?
Oh, praise the Lord. I trusted you enjoyed that. Now, again, we're looking at speaking the word only. Remember in John chapter 4 and verse 34, it says that God gave Jesus a spirit without measure because he spoke the words of God. You see, because Jesus had disciplined himself to only speak the word of God, I mean, the power of God was coming on him without measure. The full power of God was flowing through him. You remember, he spoke to that storm and a storm stopped immediately. That power was flowing. Why? Because he had to accustom himself to never speak anything that God didn't say. Now, we've got to speak God's word, but we speak it both privately and publicly. Sometimes we want to get behind closed doors and confess the word, and I believe I've received, and all this, so forth and so on. There's a place where you're going to have to take the word public, and you're going to have to say it. And many times it'll kind of separate you from some of those folks who call themselves saved. But I'm telling you right now, you say it, and God will do it, because there are some things that you set in motion when you speak God's word publicly. This is an important series. The address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to invest in this right away. I'm not just trying to sell tapes. I'm trying to get the body of Christ moving. Praise God. And the first thing we're going to have to do it is we're going to have to harness our speech. We're going to have to say what God says, no matter how things look. We've got people standing by ready to send you these tapes, CDs, DVDs, whatever you order right away. The reason why, because I want to get this teaching into your life in a hurry. The time is now. You need a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.